Good morning. Sitting in for Bill Lynch, I'm Ed Crane with the CBS World News Roundup. There's nothing wrong with the Bush administration that a Republican Congress can't cure. That was the essence of Ronald Reagan's message to the GOP convention last night, the former president urging his party to win one more for the Gipper.
It is time to clean house, to clean out the privileges and perks, clean out the arrogance and the big egos, clean out the scandals, the corner cutting and the foot dragging.
This is Bill Lynch. The evening session began with a misplaced plea from televangelist James Kennedy.
Send us statesmen, O God, and deliver us from politicians.
But the prayer went unanswered. Convention planners delivered a parade of Democrat-bashing politicians like Wyoming Senator Alan Simpson.
They'll be hollering foul. They'll be hollering sleaze. They'll be hollering slime. And don't you buy a bit of it.
Having killed off any primetime dissent on abortion or taxes, party leaders made sure the nation saw only a well-orchestrated stream of attacks on the Clinton-Gore ticket and efforts to energize enthusiasm for the underdog Bush-Quayle ticket. Michigan's Guy Vanderjack, who did not foresee his own primary defeat 2 weeks ago, is now leading a GOP charge up Capitol Hill.
There's only one way on the face of this earth to get the change that you want, and that's to change the Congress from Democrat to Republican control.
Emotionally, the night belonged to two conservatives a generation apart. Pat Buchanan went from Bush basher to Clinton crasher.
When Bill Clinton's time came in Vietnam, he sat up in a dormitory room in Oxford, England, and figured out how to dodge the draft. Tonight, I come to tell you that I warmly, genuinely, wholeheartedly support the re-election of George Bush as President of the United States.
That strong endorsement had special significance coming only days after a former aide revealed Mr. Reagan regarded George Bush as a wimp and only reluctantly picked him for vice president in 1980.
This is David Dow. At 81, he is indeed the old Gipper, but his speech was vintage Reagan, and it left many hoping it was not, as the former president seemed to indicate, a farewell performance. Not when George Bush could use his help.
I believe he'll bring some of those that maybe drifted over to Perot. That were, you know, Reagan Democrats.
Harold Ezell has been a Reagan fan since 1966. Some, however, thought an opening night salvo by two conservatives, the former president and Pat Buchanan, sent a wrong message about a party boasting of a big tent.
I'm much more of a moderate Republican, and I don't feel, especially from the speeches tonight, I don't feel that they were reaching out to me as a moderate Republican.
Still, there were many misty eyes for the man who easily won what his successor now struggles for, a second term in office. David Dow, CBS News, Houston.
This is Rob Armstrong with the Bush campaign in Houston. It's a new and combative look for the Bush-Quayle team. Both tried out some new lines at a welcoming rally last evening.
The risks are great for the American people. And just remember the last time we had a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress.
The president predicted the greatest political comeback since Harry Truman and started taking on Bill Clinton directly.
Don't kid yourself, America. We're not running against the comeback kids. We're running against the karaoke kids. And they'll sing any tune. Any tune they think will get them elected. Say one thing in one place and then whisper something else in another, and we're not going to let them get away with it.
On Air Force One, campaign chief Robert Teeter said the president is anxious to debate his Democratic opponent, and discussions will take place between the two camps next week about how often they will face off. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, with the Bush campaign in Houston.
Today, the convention focuses on its crop of House and Senate candidates, many worried the top of the GOP ticket could drag them down. Tonight's theme is Mr. Bush's weak suit, domestic policy. I'm Bill Lynch at the CBS News Convention Desk. Now the World News Roundup continues with Ed Crane.
For a second straight day, advocates on both sides of the abortion issue are demonstrating in Houston.
Jesus loves the little children.
Seen this morning, a Planned Parenthood office. Police report several hundred protesters staging dual demonstrations. So far, no arrests. It's 5 past the hour.
KNX 1070.
ARCO presents Issues and Answers about achieving clean air in California.
Everybody wants cleaner air, Michael. The real issue is how we get it.
Right. How about an alternative to gasoline?
You mean an alternative to our cars?
If that's what it takes.
Wow.
Hey, there are other kinds of fuels, you know.
But how practical are they?
It depends, Beth. We'd have to drive different kinds of cars, rebuild refineries, change all the service stations.
Oh, it doesn't sound very practical.
Now, guys, we're talking about cleaning up the air here.
If you want practical, we already have an alternative to gasoline.
We do?
Reformulated gasoline. ARCO had it first.
Today, ARCO customers are doing their part for clean air, driving with ARCO's clean-burning emission control gasolines. And ARCO's advanced emission control formula, ECX, has led the way to California's strict emission standards that take effect in 1996. The formula will help achieve clean air more practically and more economically than other alternative fuels yet considered.
So if reformulated gasoline will get the job done, then what's the issue?
You tell me.
Clean fuels for the future. From ARCO.
Involvement in a deadly mortar attack on Sarajevo's Hotel Europe last night. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant is in the Bosnian capital.
Four of the refugees died. A policeman trying to save them was killed by a shell aimed at rescue workers. Most of the refugees managed to escape, some with a few pathetic possessions, others lost everything.
Hours after the attack, a bus convoy carrying nearly 1,000 women and children pulled out of the city under UN escort. The refugees ultimately are destined for Belgrade. Georgian tanks rolled into the Black Sea resort of Abkhazia today, sent by the government to crush the resistance of nationalist rebels. Reports tell of blazing buildings, machine gun, and artillery fire in the city. No immediate word on casualties. A Swedish soldier, part of the UN peacekeeping force in northern Iraq, has been shot and wounded. UN sources say the soldier was on routine patrol when his vehicle was fired upon by a sniper. It's 7 past the hour.
KMX 1070 News Radio.
And now ARCO joins the AQMD in saluting today's clean air heroes. People like Joe and Jim Fitzgerald, founders of the Nose Cone Manufacturing Company. They designed air deflectors that reduce drag so trucks can save fuel and emit fewer emissions. A school curriculum called Think Earth is another clean air hero. Sponsored by public agencies and private companies, it teaches elementary school children to minimize pollution, conserve resources, and reduce waste. By learning how to think Earth, today's youth represents our greatest opportunity for a future of clean air. You can be a clean air hero, too, by avoiding long warm-ups when starting your car. Warming up your engine for a couple of minutes burns more gasoline than when moving and emits more tailpipe emissions into the air. And if you know a clean air hero or for more clean air tips, take a tip from ARCO. Call the AQMD at 1-800-CUT-SMOG.
The New York Post offers two new developments in the bizarre love life of comedian-turned-film director Woody Allen. The newspaper says Allen's longtime companion Mia Farrow learned of his affair with her 21-year-old adopted daughter upon discovering nude photos of Korean-born Soon-Yi Farrow Previn that had been taken in Allen's apartment. The Post also reports that Connecticut officials, at the request of a pediatrician, are investigating allegations of child abuse against Allen involving his and Farrow's 7-year-old adopted daughter. As the Republicans rededicate themselves to fixing the economy, they're getting some unwelcome news this morning from Washington. The Commerce Department reports housing starts fell nearly 3% in July and offers revised figures showing June construction dropped nearly 4%, higher than first reported. What's the problem?
Employment is growing very slowly. Incomes are growing very slowly. And the consumers may be reluctant to purchase a home in spite of the very attractive rates.
Economist Bob Villanueva with the National Association of Home Builders. Talks between unions representing 52,000 telephone workers and Philadelphia-based Bell Atlantic broke off last night in Washington. No signs of a strike, though. Bell Atlantic is the only regional phone company yet to negotiate a new contract agreement with its workers. Police in Tulsa are investigating the murders of four employees of an Eastside chicken restaurant. The four, a woman and three men, were found in a bloodstained walk-in cooler. Each had been shot at close range. One of the four had been on the job for just 3 days. Police think robbery was the motive. Los Angeles Dodger fans haven't had much to cheer about this year, but pitcher Kevin Gross gave the hometown fans something to savor last night, the season's first no-hitter and a 2-0 victory over the Giants. Massachusetts-based Wang Labs has filed for bankruptcy. The company's stock hit an all-time low yesterday. The computer company says it will continue to operate while it reorganizes its finances. The reports say as many as 5,000 workers could lose their jobs. Wall Street feeling the ripple. Japan's Nikkei stock index plunged to a 6-year low today. The Dow in early trading is off 7 points. It's 10 past the hour.